Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Friday, April 12th, 2024. A suspected DUI driver was arrested after he was seen driving on the wrong side of 29 Palms Highway through a busy stretch of 29 Palms. At around 10:39 p.m. on Tuesday night, California Highway Patrol officers observed a vehicle driving on the opposite side of 29 Palms Highway near Larea Avenue. County Sheriff's deputies assigned to 29 Palms took over the investigation, conducting a traffic stop near La Luna Avenue. The driver of the vehicle, identified by deputies as Cheyenne Michaels, 27, admitted to having had an alcoholic beverage several hours prior. Deputies say they conducted a field sobriety test, which Michaels failed, and in a second sobriety test conducted at the Morongo Basin Jail, Michaels is reported to have had a blood alcohol content of 0.23, nearly three times the legal limit. Cheyenne Michaels was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence and was booked into the Morongo Basin Jail. He has since been released. A pandemic-related funding gap for nonprofit Desert Ark has been filled, with an additional $50,000 being given to the organization by the county. San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors Chair and local 3rd District Representative Don Rao announced that the board approved her funding request for Desert Ark, an organization based in Palm Desert, but prominent in the Morongo Basin that provides opportunities for people with disabilities. Desert Ark's Yucca Valley facility serves nearly 100 individuals, and the group works countywide to provide programs and services for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. As a result of the pandemic, Desert Ark's fundraising efforts fell short of their goals, and their budget has suffered over the past couple years. At Supervisor Rao's recommendation, San Bernardino County will provide $50,000 in funding to ensure the continuity of their programs and to make critical safety improvements at the Yucca Valley site. Supervisor Rao said of Desert Ark, quote, "They have a long history of providing amazing employment opportunities to those who need it most." Tonight at the Old Schoolhouse Museum, you can learn everything about gold mining that you ever wanted to know but were afraid to ask. As part of the 29 Palms Historical Society's Fridays at the Museum lecture series, the First Class Miners Club will present a program about gold dry washing and demonstrate painting techniques. If you're unfamiliar with the First Class Miners Club, Z1077's Heather Clisby followed them out on a mining expedition inside of the National Park. She described them as a 200-plus member group of miners, mostly living in the Morongo Basin. Their tagline is "Gold Guaranteed, Elbow Grease Required." You can learn more about the mining in the Morongo Basin, both past and present, at the Old Schoolhouse Museum tonight. The program begins at 7 p.m. and doors open at 6:15 p.m. The Old Schoolhouse Museum is located at 6760 National Park Drive in 29 Palms. Admission is free, but donations are welcome. You can find a link to Heather Clisby's story at our website, z1077fm.com. Take it easy tonight at Tortoise Rock Casino, where one of these nights, an Eagles tribute band will take the stage. They'll take it to the limit at Tortoise Rock's outdoor stage for music, food, and fun that will give that peaceful, easy feeling. The free concert series called Live at the Rock is running Fridays and features a fantastic tribute band playing hit songs at the casino's outdoor stage. Shows begin at 8 p.m. at Tortoise Rock Casino in 29 Palms. Come for the music and enjoy fantastic barbecue for dinner. A three-month solo art exhibition begins tomorrow night in Yucca Valley. Here with more is online news editor Robert Hayden.
Compound YV presents Needles on the Ocean Floor, a solo exhibition by Yucca Valley-based artist Ethan Primason, on view from April 13th through June 9th. The show is a collection of steel sculptures that the gallery says focuses on balance and weight as reflected in both material and composition. Through chiseling, cutting, and grinding, raw material is transformed and repurposed, largely coming from materials gathered and left over from the artist's work as a fabricator. If that sounds interesting to you, the gallery is having an opening reception Saturday evening from 6 to 10 p.m., and the gallery and show will be open to the public Friday through Sunday from 12 to 5 at Compound Art Gallery in Yucca Valley. You can see this story at our website for links. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
As a reminder, the Marine Corps has issued a sound advisory in our area for this afternoon and evening. Marines will be participating in training that will increase noise output in the area of the Marine Corps Airground Combat Center in 29 Palms from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. to provide feedback and sound reporting or for more information about operations aboard the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center, see links at this story at z1077fm.com. It's spring in the desert, and the flora and fauna are booming here in the Morongo Basin. But there is a particular combination of those two things that don't go together, small animals and foxtail grass. Red brome, which looks like little upturned bushes, is particularly prevalent in the Morongo Basin. As the red brome in my yard dries out in our warming weather, I've been pulling them out of the ground as best I can to protect my little pooch. I spoke with Dr. Brenna Lynn Timmerman, a doctor of veterinary medicine out of Landers, who described the problems that foxtails can cause in pets, specifically dogs.
They've got coat and hair on their legs so they can pick them up walking along. And that's the most common route of infection or problem for them, is that the animals pick them up in the skin and end up ingesting them from grooming. Sometimes it can embed in the skin and start to migrate up a leg or a paw mostly.
Foxtails are here, and even if every property owner in the Morongo Basin removed them right now, they'd still flourish. What can a concerned dog owner do to protect their precious pup?
The best thing you can do is check your pet after it's been outside. Go through the paws, go through the ears. Sometimes the butt cheeks tend to be a little extra hairy. And use that time to maybe groom or brush the dog too.
And what should you do if you see a foxtail in your dog's fur?
Most often you can dislodge it yourself, especially if it's gotten early on. If it goes a couple of days, then that's when we start to worry about it bedding in the skin. But you can still pull it, you're okay. If it does show signs of infection like heat, sweat, or redness, which you probably should go in for a vet.
You can learn a lot more about foxtails, including how they can also injure desert tortoises and the best ways to remove them from your yard by reading or listening to a longer version of this story at our website, z1077fm.com. And finally, Morongo Basin golfers will have another opportunity to use their skills for a good cause. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with more on this upcoming event.
The Boys and Girls Club of the High Desert invites golfers of all levels to participate in its fourth annual Golfing for Charity fundraiser on May 18th. Held at the Hawks Landing Golf Club in Yucca Valley, registration is now open for both golfers and local sponsors with an interest in giving back to the community. The event will include lunch, prizes, awards, and a silent auction. Golfing tickets are $75 for individuals and $400 for a group of four. All tickets include golf with a cart and lunch for each player. Sponsorship packages vary and range from $125 to $1,500. Community members who do not golf can purchase a $40 ticket for lunch and access to the silent auction. Founded in 1983, the Boys and Girls Club of the High Desert offers a wide range of programs for Morongo Basin youth, such as summer camps and after-school enrichment programs. Registration is open now through May 13th. For more information about sponsoring or participating in this year's tournament, call the Boys and Girls Club of the High Desert at 760-365-5437. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077 in Joshua Tree.
That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.